Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. Get that in the right place. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. Yeah. Is it? Yeah, it's Wednesday. It is Wednesday. That's right. Today's rehab day. It's been so long since I did shows in a row that I'm losing track of days now. Anyway, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432, as I muse out loud. Mm-hmm. There's something out there in Congress right now. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself. Second half of the show, last half hour, we're going to be joined by Darren Jones of Silencer Co., and we're going to talk about the Fight the Noise movement. For the first time of any of the purveyors out there, with the NFA-controlled items, one of the manufacturers has decided to get out there and start a little education program as they try to attempt to build a groundswell to knock suppressors out of the NFA category. And we're going to talk about that with Darren Jones from Silent Chico. Meanwhile, in Congress, New York Democratic Representative Steve Israel, he is as committed a member of the Progressive Anti-Liberty Caucus as there could possibly be, and he's trying to push a new bill they're calling the Modernized Law Enforcement Protection Act. The Law Enforcement Protection Act, of course, being the imperfect law they've already passed in 1986, along with some other anti-gun screeds. The Modernized Law Enforcement Protection Act is nothing less than an attempt to ban all centerfire and some rimfire rifle ammunition. They put out a press release from Representative Israel's office after the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives caved to the gun lobby and delayed a proposal to ban green-tipped ammunition. Congressman Steve Israel, New York 3rd District, called on ATF to reevaluate the decision and immediately ban 5.56 M855 green-tip ammunition, commonly referred to as armor-piercing or cop-killer bullets. Well, amongst the anti-gunners, they would refer to it as they do all. Right now, they just happen to know the nomenclature of one particular round, so they're very eager to say it as often as they can, so they can seem like they are learned of it. M855 is not considered armor-piercing by anybody that knows anything about guns, including the United States Army, who commissioned its manufacture. All ammunition today, like the M995, which is the 5.56 true armor-piercing ammo, is color-coded with a black tip nowadays, not a green tip. Representative Israel and his allies in the House and his allies in the Disarm Everybody in America camp are blatantly lying when they claim the 855 is commonly referred to as a cop-killer round. This is them grabbing on to something that at best had very, very tenuous, a very, very tenuous grasp on reality to begin with when they were talking about it with ATF. Now they're trying to perpetuate the lie once again, some more as it goes, a little bit. The attempt to label the M855 ammo as cop killer ammunition is a plot that progressive politicians and journalists that's just a days old thing. This is a new thing for them. They've never had cop killer bullets. They had them, you know, back in the day, back in the 80s, they made a whole lot of hay out of it and it died, but these were all handgun rounds. Representative Israel announced that the Modernized Law Enforcement Protection Act that would extend the definition of armor-piercing ammunition to include all bullets that can pierce body armor and be used in handguns. First of all, we need to make a determination and a definition of what is a handgun. The AR-15 pistol, the shortest variants of these, and these are the piston-driven variants, okay, which don't have a, they don't have the tube coming out of the back of it for the buffer and the buffer spring. Those things are 2 feet long. 2 feet long does not make a concealed handgun. This is about getting all the ammunition that's chambered for semi-automatic firearms. And this applies to any bullet that can be chambered in any handgun, which includes single-shot handguns. Because the first .223 rifle or handgun I ever shot was a single-shot bolt-action pistol called an Unlimited, my uncle owned. Single-shot handguns like the Thompson Center Contender have been and can be chambered in virtually every rifle caliber, and all centerfire and some rimfire bullets can pierce level 2 body armor designed only to stop handgun rounds. This is an attempt to ban all rifle ammunition in every configuration in every caliber. First of all, them proposing this is them posturing to a certain degree, although they are going to try to get the ATF to do this. The ATF will meet very stiff resistance. It will be a big, big fight. Big fight. But this whole armor-piercing, cop-killing thing. Israel says the ATF decision to cave into the gun lobby and allow life-threatening armor-piercing rounds to remain on the streets is not only reckless but cowardly. I stand with our law enforcement officers, the same ones that said this is much ado about nothing, and first responders who risk their lives every day to keep our communities safe. ATF should stop jeopardizing their safety, and Congress must pass common sense gun safety laws to protect lives and keep our men and women in uniform safe. Now, like I said, the Fraternal Order of Police has come out and said very loudly and publicly that that particular M855 ammo is not a threat to law enforcement officers. But facts are not going to get in the way of tyranny. So not all cop administrators and everything are down with this. The Nassau County Acting Commissioner of Police, Thomas Crumpter, said, this legislation is an important step to protect law enforcement from ammunition that may penetrate body armor. Technology often outpaces legislation and the continuing review of new products. Blah, blah, blah. You know, maybe they should outlaw sights. You know, that also aids in targeting. This is all trying to amend the Law Enforcement Officers Protection Act of 1986. And, In 1986, AR-15 pistols had been in existence for 15 years. These are not new things to have out there. It is rather new to have piston-driven AR-15s. Not overly new, but to a much more recent than AR-15 pistols themselves. But everybody, interestingly enough, as much as I sit around and say, well, you know, the Republicans are not very much better, it's always Democrats that are out there leading the charge. And, you know, for me, there's your transparency. There's your transparency. Nowhere else except in the liberal Democratic mind can you take something that has never done any harm to anybody, like the M855 round, against a target that has never been harmed by it and acknowledges they've never been harmed by it, like the police. And they get out there and it has to be done right now today. And we can't just stop there. We've got to ban all of it that might penetrate certain lower grade body armor. It breaks me up. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
St. Paddy's Day is coming soon to Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced its clean and green sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Capture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Luba Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Back in 2012 in Indiana, They passed a little caveat to their castle doctrine law where law enforcement could be impacted by an Indiana resident exercising the castle doctrine. And the first case concerning that has actually been played out in court now. This involves a Indiana man, David Cupolo. He was involved in a verbal argument with the staff members of his apartment complex January 23rd, 2014. There, Pike Township Constable and part-time courtesy officer Robert Webb responded to the Emerson Village Apartments in Indianapolis after police received reports of intimidation. Court documents said Webb knocked on Cupolo's door and the man answered. Without Cupolo's knowledge or consent, Constable Webb placed his foot just inside the threshold of the door, which opened inwards toward the interior of the apartment, according to court documents. While standing at the door, Webb questioned Cupolo about the incident with the Emerson Village staff members. Cupolo stated that he wanted to press charges, but Webb explained he could not do that just for revving up his motor, getting angry about it, according to court documents again. At this point, Cupolo became upset, ended the conversation, and slammed the door to his apartment. Because Constable Webb had placed himself inside the threshold, the door struck him in his foot, shoulder, and head. After the door was closed, Webb told Cupolo that he was under arrest for battery of an officer, on an officer. When Cupolo refused to reopen the door, Constable Webb called for a backup officer and called the Emerson Village office for a key to Cupolo's apartment. Then, without a warrant, Webb and the backup officer unlocked Cupolo's door with the key, entered his apartment, and arrested him. He was convicted of battery on a law enforcement officer during a bench trial on May 12, 2014. Well, that was not the last word on this. The record does not disclose whether Webb identified himself as an officer or if he was in uniform, but the Indiana Appeals Court found Wednesday that he was acting within his official capacities as a Pike Township constable and overturned Cupolo's conviction. This is very important that they found him to be acting on behalf of whatever jurisdiction he was serving. Because they wrote, the court wrote, "We hold that on the facts of this case, Cupolo exercised reasonable force under Indiana Code Section 35-41-3-2, parentheses I, parentheses 2, to prevent or terminate an unlawful entry by a public servant into his home. Thus, we reverse Cupolo's conviction." Castle Doctrine is something that is derived from the English legal system. Under English law, man's home is his castle. In the home under British rule and in present-day America, individual rights are supposed to be non-negotiable. In March of 2012, the Indiana legislature made it legal under certain circumstances for a citizen to use deadly force against a law enforcement officer who unlawfully enters their home, curtilage, or motor vehicle. I honestly can't tell you what curtilage is. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in Peyton versus New York 445 U.S. 573 585 parentheses 1980 that the physical entry of the home is the chief evil against which the wording of the Fourth Amendment is directed. But once again, this is a very big ruling. This is a legal precedent, if you will. What the court wrote in this, and I'm going to repeat it to you verbatim. "We hold that on the facts of this case, Cupolo exercised reasonable force under Indiana Code Section 35-41-3-2, parentheses I, parentheses 2, to prevent or terminate an unlawful entry by a public servant into his home. Thus, we reverse Cupolo's conviction." This is, as quiet and soft as that sounds, this is a precedent that a lot of politicians and a lot of law enforcement, to be honest with you, are not going to like. They're not going to like it. I have known that was going to be that way for quite some time, ever since I saw that law passed. I had my questions about it, but it seems like they applied it correctly here. This coming from me, who never paid attention to law school because I didn't go to it. But I'm being told in the chat room that the curtilage is the immediate surroundings of the home. Thank you, Dan. So, in Indiana, if you're law enforcement, you can't just kick in the door. And that leads me to believe that that has happened a lot in Indiana prior to this law being written. I don't know why I go in that direction, but I do. I think that's big. I think that's really big. Now, if the other states can just adopt that, of course, my state will be the last one. My state will be the last one. Coming up in the next hour at 10:30 Eastern Time, we're going to be joined by Darren Jones of Silencer Co. The NFA classification of the three categories that it regulates, registers, and taxes are as follows: fully automatic weapons, short-barreled rifles and or shotguns, and suppressors or silencers, if you will. Now, in Europe, where they have very heavy, heavy gun control in most cases, they do allow hunting with centerfire rifles, most notably in England. They do this for the culling of certain breeds like deer. Just ask how it's going in the Hamptons, where they didn't allow that. Hamptons in New York State. They got problems now. But because it is, you know, thought to be crass or not good form, they use suppressors in the hunting of these deer in England, as an example, because that is less noise. They don't like the loud reverberations of, you know, the gunshot going off. So they use a suppressor. And in England, even though you have to jump through a bunch of flaming hoops to buy the rifle, you can go buy the suppressor at a hardware store. Over the counter. No waiting. No special no special signatures. No fingerprints necessary. I've got a class one that I just sent in. I had to do fingerprints, and I had to do, get the sheriff to sign off on it. It was fun just to own something I already own and change the configuration slightly. Don't have to do that in England with a suppressor. And Silencer Co. has stepped up. They've started this thing called the Fight the Noise movement. They were going to call it campaign or program, but now it's a movement. And it is going to be a movement. And we're going to, if they have their way, they're going to see suppressors removed from the NFA schedule. But I'll let Darren Jones talk about that a little more when we get to that. We'll be right back on Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Right now, the Andy Gunners, most of your more vocal, non-governmental Andy Gunners have been sort of quiet. They've had the ATF carrying their water for them. In the background, though, you got two things that are quite quite amusing. You got Bloomberg, but Bloomberg is still spending money. He's still spending money. Right now, he's trying to convince state legislatures to support restrictive gun control laws a la I-594 in Washington State. He's buying television airspace. He's buying newspaper ads. He's sending out flyers. He's trying to bring in people from out of state to testify. There's no effort he will not undertake to do this. And, you know, he is worth $36 billion, so it's going to be a while before he breaks himself. Likewise, from the Americans for Responsible Solutions, we've got Gabrielle Giffords out there right now campaigning for a domestic violence law in Connecticut, I believe it is. Now, what makes this interesting is how ridiculous the rest of the gun control community looks at these two things. They're looking at these things and saying, this is not helping our cause. This is hurting our cause. Bloomberg's newest campaign has become so extreme that a lot of the advocates on the gun control side wonder if he's becoming a liability. He already has this Every Town for Gun Safety, Moms Demand Action, all that other stuff. They already have this reputation for fabricating numbers. You even had PolitiFact slamming Bloomberg for exaggerating the number of school shootings by a factor of five, which all supposedly have occurred since Sandy Hook. They would call it a school shooting if a gang member got shot and fell on the playground and died. That was a school shooting. Their inaccuracies include the deaths from school shootings that are increasing inaccurately. That was stated. They have inaccurately stated that attacks with assault weapons are the most deadly, which is inaccurate. That firearms research fell dramatically after the restrictions on federal funding, and they've absurdly claimed that 84% of female firearm homicides in 25 countries are in the U.S. I don't even know how that... So right now they're running advertisements attacking state legislators who are sponsoring legislation to eliminate gun-free zones. In Nevada, he's got a campaign right now targeting State Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore, who is sponsoring a bill to eliminate gun-free zones and schools and government buildings. 30-second ad there announces that Fiore wants legislation allowing criminals to carry hidden loaded guns in our schools and college campuses. Anywhere we go, criminals and the dangerously mentally ill could be carrying loaded handguns, putting us at risk. That is an outrageous, bold-faced lie. Eliminating a gun-free zone doesn't mean that just anyone can pack heat. It means that if you have a concealed handgun permit and you unknowingly walk onto this property, wherever the gun-free zone used to be, that you're not going to get in trouble for that, but you know that handgun permit still requires a background check. And, you know, besides the fact that the permit holders are very law-abiding. In 2014, there were over 90,000 permit holders in Nevada, which is a staggeringly low number. But only 128 people there have had their permits revoked for any reason. Now, the state of Nevada does not provide detailed, precise numbers, but violent crimes are in the single digits, and it is possible that even those few crimes didn't involve guns. The data from other states is similar. At the same time that he's spending millions pushing background checks, Bloomberg this is, he's claiming that the background check system is letting criminals get concealed handgun permits. This is the kind of thing he's saying. And he has it backwards. People that look at crime as a vocation, there's a couple things they just sort of omit as part of their day-to-day. First thing they omit is background checks. They do not omit. They do not go to a gun shop and say, "Well, you know, I've started a new job. I'm going to be a carjacker, and I want to have a nice piece of heat so I can make sure that this goes off without a hitch. Where's my form 4473? Bring me the most expensive thing you've got." They don't do that. Likewise, once they've found that perfect gun that goes with all of their clothes, they don't go to the trouble of getting a permit to carry it. Hey, law-abiding citizens, you can conceal carry your weapon here legally. That is anything but an invitation to a criminal. Criminals and terrorists target locations where people are helpless, where the fish in the barrel are swimming for all to see. That's what happened in Santa Barbara, California. That's what happened in New Brunswick, in Canada. In both cases, the killers there explicitly discussed the attractiveness of attacking the gun-free zone. So killers keep on picking the movie theater where they ban guns, or the mall where they ban guns. For Bloomberg, these facts are quite inconvenient. Every one of his reports, anybody that's listened to me for 5 minutes, they can start pulling one of his reports apart at any given time. On one end or the other, somewhere in the middle, they can start pulling it apart. But he doesn't care. He's willing to go as far as he has to go because he's funding it himself. Nobody's going to stop funding him. He's got the funds. $36 billion. I don't know how much he can spend per day before he dies and not run out of money. Probably a lot. So, now on the other hand, in Connecticut, you have Gabrielle Giffords right now pushing for a law. And this is the new thing. This is the new trendy thing. We're going after domestic abusers. Now, don't get me wrong. I've got nothing for domestic abusers. If a man is striking a woman, or if a woman is striking a man, That does happen from time to time. There are women that are of larger stature than their husbands, believe it or not. So in either case where you have a perceived victim and a perceived predator, I don't like the predator on either side, okay? However, that has to be, like all things, that has to be found to be that way before you can get out and start taking people's rights away from them. In Connecticut, Gabrielle Giffords is campaigning hard for a law like that to pass in Connecticut. However, the problem here for me is that they passed that law in Connecticut 15 years ago. And I don't think anybody told Gabrielle. I think she's in there campaign. You know, when you start stacking laws that do the same thing over and over again, especially when it's somebody's wanting to take your rights and they've already done it once and they want to do it again, where it's not really going to impact you, you've already lost them. Shouldn't you be looking at them with sort of a jaundiced eye? You know, this is just me thinking out loud. You know, if I'm going too far off the reservation, somebody let me know. Shouldn't you be? I mean, I feel bad for Gabrielle Giffords. I do. And at the same time, her and Mark Kelly keep being betrayed as just regular folks that own guns. I don't know any regular folks that own guns that want to take my rights away from me, that run an organization that takes in $12 million a year. I'm sorry. I just don't know that many regular folks. I know some regular folks, and I talk to them from time to time. None of them are out there saying it. You know, I want to take away every gun you've got, and I took in $12 million last year. That doesn't come up in the conversation. When we get back, I'm going after Glenn Beck again. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I got a problem with Glenn Beck. I got to wonder if Glenn Beck is not part of the subterfuge sometimes. Here's what he's done. He has looked at Grover Norquist, and he looks at Grover Norquist, and he's saying that Grover Norquist has ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, and Grover Norquist is up for re-election with the NRA board. Now, Grover Norquist is also known as having this no new taxes pledge that he has a bunch of people sign in Congress and everything. I've never understood what makes that, what, you know, having that out there, that, how does that make him conservative? How does having a bunch of guys sign something, which is basically, in my mind, you know, cynically, as I look at this, this is nothing more than a long-term enabling and campaigning ploy, because they can say, well, I was on Norquist's little ditty that he put together. I said I wouldn't do any new taxes. I did that back years ago. You know, that's what he's giving them cover. Grover Norquist is the president of Americans for Tax Reform, and he's also part of the NRA. Now, Glenn Beck has come out there and said, I oppose him being reelected because of his connections with the Muslim Brotherhood, which is fine, I guess. But here's the problem that I have with this, okay? Grover Norquist is... He's completely for amnesty. Amnesty. NRA has taken no position on amnesty. Grover Norquist is for amnesty. NRA has taken no position on amnesty. And all of this stuff that Glenn Beck is doing with the NRA, he's threatened to leave the NRA if Grover Norquist is reelected. Wayne LaPierre is opening up a fully transparent ethics investigation into Mr. Norquist. I'm not saying that shouldn't be done. Where is the NRA on amnesty? Why is that being allowed to lay silently? Why is Glenn Beck allowing it to lay silently? The bastion. What is he? Glenn Beck. Let's see. There's Hannity. There's Limbaugh. There's him. So he's number three in the United States as far as audience size and everything else. Everybody listen. Oh, Glenn Beck. I love Glenn Beck. Where is he on amnesty? Now, there are allegations that Norquist is an agent of influence on behalf of Islamic interests. And that normally would raise the concerns of any NRA member and gun owner in general. But Beck did not cite one reason why his activities in that regard conflict with NRA's bylaws. the charter that defines director eligibility and other matters pertaining to operational policies. So, in other words, he's grandstanding. Okay, but the next question is, why doesn't the NRA have something in the bylaws that would be against what Norquist is being accused of? Now, Norquist and his American Conservative Union allies dispute and condemn the legitimacy of such concerns that are being brought by Mr. Beck and other people. It is useful for the NRA voting members to hear every allegation out there so they can make their own, so they can have their own little personal showstopper if that's what arises. And that's because there's a mail-in ballot that's sent out to the voting members, which is continuous membership for 5 years or life membership and higher, which I don't know if, you know, if they have a life and beyond membership or whatever. I've never gotten. And there's only 7% of those that actually bother to vote. So the odds are that not too many of Beck's listeners qualify as voters within the NRA Board of Directors election. And Norquist, who enjoyed national committee support, already has enough votes. And based on the non-specifics of the influence allegations, there's no unequivocal rule LaPierre can use to overturn election results and boot Norquist off the board. So, it's the big distraction. While amnesty is not brought up at all, NRA's not taking a position on it. Norquist is for it. Where's Glenn Beck? Why isn't Glenn Beck pointing this out? Because here's what will happen. 10 million is a voting block. 20 million is a voting block. Under amnesty, that's how many would slip in, believe it or not. Now, you would say, well, Bill, you all the time saying that there's 134 million voters, gun owners in the United States. Why would 20 million make a difference? Because some of that 134 million are quite apathetic. They don't understand the concept of a common cause. Now, I would say this to you. If you've got a guy out there that votes 100% of the time pro-gun, and he does some things you don't like, but he's pro-gun, there's going to be a time when you're going to have to make a call on that one. And believe me, if the guns ever go, we're going to resemble East Germany here. We've already got the federal government wanting to go out and troll sites and Facebook and everything looking for hate speech. We've got places where they're voting to take down the American flag. You think if the guns go that it's going to get better? Else, this does show the effects that some high-profile influence on getting the NRA's attention and eliciting some kind of action. It does actually work with them. But here's a problem. For me, there's too much of this that just reeks of misdirection for me. Where's Norquist on this? He needs to make a public statement. LaPierre and the entirety of the NRA needs to either say, we're going to be in on this, or we are recusing ourselves from it, which they've done with other things in the past. And Glenn Beck, who's the one that's calling out all of this stuff, without getting into specifics as to where all these allegations are leading to or anything else, this is, so what? He quits the NRA. Big deal. Anybody quitting the NRA. Big deal. There was a much clearer case of ridding the association of a subversive member who had a demonstrable violation of its bylaw defining eligibility criteria. Michael Moore used to be part of the NRA. NRA refused to respond to a rules-compliant request to expel Michael Moore. NRA management ignoring that request was also in a violation of their own bylaws, but they could get away with it due to the limited venue the complaint was effectively buried in. Beck has a much more amplified voice, so they have to actually come out and deal with this. And here's the thing, even if Beck and the noise he's making on this somehow succeeded in keeping Norquist off the board, it distracts from the amnesty issue. At best, Norquist supports amnesty. And he absolves and keeps foreign lawbreakers in this country by doing so. He supports it despite Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson's insistence that illegal aliens have earned the right to be citizens. He supports it despite Democratic Representative Kurt Schrader claiming immigration will decide who's in charge of the country for the next 20 or 30 years. Heller and McDonald were 5-4 decisions in the U.S. Supreme Court. One vote. One vote. We shouldn't have to, and, you know, if that all changes tomorrow, that doesn't mean we're bound by it. We have a choice at that point. We have a choice. It'll be a hard choice, but we have a choice. So, or we can get proactive about this. We did that with 850, with the 855 ban. We saw a bunch of proactive people get involved in this. So, you know, pay attention to this. There's a bunch of you that are members of the NRA, and there's nothing wrong with being a member of the NRA, believe me. I know lots of them, and they're all honorable people. The Pratts, Eric and Larry, are members of the NRA. But if the NRA is going to be the 800-pound gorilla in the room, it will have to climb a tree from time to time and look down. And this is the amnesty tree is the one they should be on right now, yelling at the top of the tree, hurling everything they can from the tree. And they're not doing it. They're not doing it. They're just letting it lie, letting it lie. Coming up on the flip to the next hour, you know, I haven't even talked about let's make a better John Wick. We may have to talk about that in the next hour. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
In a time is life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.